just got done seeing the Unbreakable Bunch with the stars themselves. I'm back over here with Glacier. It was great. It was hilarious. It was fun. It was that nice balance of, you know, it was funny, but it was serious. And there was a little bit of romance in there. It was a lot. It was a blast.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we wanted to make a movie then. That celebrates everything that's really good about professional wrestling, and we want to make a movie that people who love professional wrestling, like we love professional wrestling, we want to make a movie where they felt good about seeing a movie that represents wrestling well and represents wrestling fans well. You know, it's what drove us to keep going on this thing. And I'm so glad we did, and I'm so glad it's finally out there for everybody to see.
Well, and what's great, we were talking about it a little bit right after before we came out here. You don't have to be like some crazy diehard wrestling fan, or you don't have to be in the business to appreciate it. You're not dropping the lingo. You're not like, oh, you know, you shoot down, do a tap, you know, you're shine back, brother. You know. It feels like, you know, a bunch of guys who are wrestlers, but they're also kicking alien butt. Like,
We want to make a movie where our general theme of the movie is to show the camaraderie and the friendship and the loyalty that these guys have to each other. And that's what, you know, from our era of wrestling, we wanted there to be a lot of nostalgia in this movie. From our era of wrestling, you know, you have what you call like your road family when you're on the road with, because you're on the road so many days out of the year. And that's something that I feel like is getting a little lost, as we move into a new era. But so we wanted to celebrate that and the memories that we have from that. And that's why we kind of decided to, as you know in the movie, you know, kind of set the scene where the guys actually kind of travel together. And I won't spoil that for anyone who hasn't seen the movie yet, but we really tried to add a lot of layers to the story where, like you said, the general audience can really enjoy it. It's not a movie that's an expose on pro wrestling where we use a lot of insider terms, because that's been done enough already. And also, like I said, if you use a lot of insider terms and the general audience is watching a movie, they're not going to know what that stuff means. So we're very, very careful to write the dialogue where it would make sense to obviously the pro wrestling fan, but all the other people maybe who are not necessarily a diehard pro wrestling fan, but like action sci-fi fans.
Yeah. Well, and it felt, especially the scenes in the RV, we talked about that. You know, it felt like you guys were just hanging out.
You could have
told me there was no script, but it was just, you know, off the cuff, back and forth. And we're going to talk about injuries. Okay, go. But like, that's what it felt like. And that's what really showed through was you guys felt like friends, because you are.
Yes.
But it really came through on the screen.
Thank you. That means everything, because that's what we were going for. We, as I mentioned earlier, we really wanted people to see and feel the camaraderie between these guys, and to know that that's why when they get in this position where they have to kind of, you know, they have an option, whether they can leave this town and try to go into this alien sea, or stand and put the town and fight. And that's the reason why they do, is because of the relationship these guys have and the family between these guys, and they're like, they're going to stand arm in arm, and they're going to fight whatever that force is, and this movie happens to be it.
We're sitting in this theater, we're up high, you guys are front row, you're down there with Haku, you're down there with Kat, you're down there with Luther. How's it feel in that first fades in, you see the logo, you see the Power Plant Legacy films, you get the title screen, and then you get to see you for the first time on the big screen. What was that?
It was, I wish I would have thought to just do a selfie of myself right there, because I remember in that moment I had the biggest smile on my face, because, you know, anyone who's a filmmaker knows it's you know, John Carpenter says making a movie is an act of courage, you know, and it really was for us, but it's something that probably the hardest thing I've ever done, but also probably the most rewarding thing I think I've ever done. I'm certainly the most rewarding, and it was just a moment that we worked so hard for. And to see it, finally come to fruition, to see it on the screen was just a moment. I almost don't even have the words for it, but just pure joy to see it. And I hope the fans, you know, feel the same thing when they see it. Because, once again, we made this movie for our target audience, which is the pro wrestling fan. And we put a lot of heart and soul went into making this movie, and we really hope the wrestling fans enjoy it.
There's a lot of, you know, there's these quick segments, you know, this montage, you all come together, and we get a shot right here in this indie rig. Finding are these indie promotions you were familiar with?
Yes.
They just happen to be local.
Yes. And the thing is, we ironically shot some of the principal footage for the movie before the pandemic happened. And then we had to go on hiatus for like 2 years, you know, like, kind of like the world did. You know?
Yeah.
And so when we came back from that was when we actually started to shoot the majority of the wrestling scene. And yes, it was so much of a challenge to find shows that were, you know, the types of shows where we could actually drop in and do a match for the film without disrupting the show. And also, you know, the crowds were coming back kind of slowly but surely at that time. So to try to get in front of crowds that were, you know, what we felt like we needed to have for the movie was a big challenge. It really was. But yes, we went to all the promoters that we had made contacts with over the years, over the decades.
And called
in a few favors. And I tell you what, friends that we had, the colleagues, they answered in full force, and we were able to pretty much go to wherever we needed, and everybody did everything they could to help. And that's why if you see in the credits at the end, a special thanks. There's a long list.
I was trying to look them up. Yes.
Because there's a lot of people there that really were, you know, unsung heroes in helping us get this movie made. And I made sure to really try to make sure they all got mentioned in the special thanks. So, yes, a lot of independent promoters helped us get the wrestling footage shot.
That's awesome. You love to see that.
Yeah, it was. And it's, you know, that's the heart and soul of professional wrestling, is the independent film scene, or independent wrestling scene, excuse me. And it's always going to be. It's going to be the heartbeat of pro wrestling. That's where stars, you know, get their start. And they go on to hopefully become big stars in big arenas. But without the independent wrestling scene, a lot of that never happened. It wouldn't happen for me. You know, I went through the independent scene for almost 10 years before I became Glacier. So yes, to all the independent promoters who helped us in this movie, thank you from the bottom of our heart. It was a labor of love on our end. It just means so much that you guys were willing to help us. So thank you.
The Unbreakable Bunch limited theatrical run coming to distribution and streaming soon.
Absolutely.
Physical copies?
Yes. Absolutely. There's going to be physical copies.
Plenty of chances for you to see it. Make sure you do. You're not going to miss it. This is going to be a film that in 20 years you're going to be going to midnight showings on.
All right, guys. I certainly hope so. So obviously, all pro wrestling fans, we made this movie for you. Please come out and support us, because we're already in the works for writing the script for the next one, and we want to make movies that make wrestling fans proud to be wrestling fans. So just know, we made this movie for you. Please come out and support it. Thank you so much. The Unbreakable Bunch.